This is a duplication tape of Betty Wong Lim, 90 minute to 60 minute. Tape 3, Psi A.
This is an interview with Betty Lim at 554 North Madison Avenue on August 10th, 1979. Okay, Betty, to continue with our interview, back in your younger days, did you associate mostly with Chinese or non-Chinese?
International. I intermixed a lot. I always did. Even when I was very young, when my mother died, I think I told you that before, I was working in a nice clothing store. I was brought up by a Scotch-Irish mother.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live when you were brought up with Jane Lawrence? Was that her name?
Yes.
Yeah. Where did she live?
She lived in Beverly Hills, in Arden. I don't know her address. It was so long ago. I don't think she's gone already.
How long did you live with her?
2 years.
2 years?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How did you happen to...
I was working in the store. Uh-huh. I was just doing all kinds of work, but then they liked me so much I got promoted to do everything. You know what I mean? I do clerical work and go to the bank. You know, at that time, if you're a good worker, they just trust you to do anything, you know.
But so she liked you so much that she took you into her own home.
Took me into her own home and took care of me. And see that I get the right proper dress to get married in.
Mm-hmm.
She bought me my wedding shoes and made my beautiful wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
In which it cost about $500 a copy from her. Uh-huh.
So when you were staying with her, did you associate more with Caucasian people?
I did, uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I really did.
Mm-hmm. And then when would you associate with Chinese people? Would you come to Chinatown for activities or something?
In fact, I think even I left my Chinese friends. From then, I think after that, well, I got married, you know, and I didn't go out. And I stayed with my father-in-law and mother-in-law's house. They were so strict that they'd rather you stay home. So for, you know, believe it or not, for 25 years, I never did go out. My father-in-law really liked me then, you know. Stay home, take care of the children, cook for them. But I really didn't care. I guess I was in love with my husband, so it didn't make any difference whether I go out or not, because then 3 years after I got married, I had my son.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's when I married my husband, he was sick, you know. He had mm-hmm. to go for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed with my mother-in-law and father-in-law. They're very old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
The kind that you want, you have to cook. You know, when I first got married, tell you the truth, you never have that feeling. They make you cook the first day I was married. The next day I came home from my honeymoon. You have to ask me to cook, see if I can cook or not. That was dreadful, you know.
What did you cook for them?
I cooked bok choy, and I cooked it so salty. And he said, it's so salty, you know. I said, gee, I didn't know I put so much salt. I was nervous. And just chow some bok choy and jingjiao, you know, steamed pork. You know, he was just sampling my cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And even at that time, he's very Americanized, very nice. But then they treat you more like a daughter-in-law, not like a daughter, you know. I mean, that's a little bit too old-fashioned for me, because she was from China, but she treats us different, more Americanized than my little mother.
Mm-hmm.
She did everything herself. She don't force us to do anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was so different from, well, maybe it's your mother-in-law, your father-in-law.
You mentioned last time that back in the olden days, sometimes the people from uptown would look down upon people.
Yes, they do.
The downtown.
Uh-huh.
And your husband's family is from uptown.
From uptown. Yeah. They live uptown.
Do you think that had any, do you think he had any,
I think so. I even told my friend the other day, just because they're from uptown, they think they're better than the one who's living in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said they want to get away from China. He thinks he's more knowledgeable. And of course, he did have more money than my father. But my father was a well-known man in Chinatown. But he wasn't capable of learning how to speak good English like my father was. He taught himself, too. But my father didn't taught himself how to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they always did look down on people from Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Besides then, I was working in the movies. They don't like actresses, you know, but you have to work somehow at that time to support your parents, my mother.
What were their reasons for not liking actors and actresses?
Oh, they think only the lower down people, you don't know that. You have to work somehow to get, you know, it's only extra movies, you know. Then I pose in front of the automobile show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was telling my friend the other day. I said, you know, that time you can't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Not like now. Now, see, it's different.
How much movie work did you do? How many years did you do movie work?
I did from I was 12 years old until I was, I couldn't get enough work, so I quit. And that's when I worked in department stores.
So how many years did you work movie work? From 12, off and on, from 12 to...
Oh, I'd say about 4 years or so. Off and on, 4 years or 5 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was never enough to support yourself.
Oh, no, not or my mother,
It was just as part-time income?
Huh?
As part-time income?
Yeah, part-time income.
Betty, how much did people working as extras in the movies make?
At that time, $7.50 a day.
$7.50 a day.
Uh-huh.
And that was for a non-speaking part.
Well, even with speaking part, that's all you get anyway, just $7.50. Uh-huh. Nowadays, different. And you get do get paid if you speak a line.
Mm-hmm. And when you were doing a lot of movie work, about how many days per week or per month did you work in the movies?
Well, it all depends. If they call you, you probably work 3 days a week, probably 1 day a week. Probably you really don't have enough to support anyone, you know, enough to buy food, you'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't continue too long in that anyway, because it's... And I did try to go back to school, too, at night school, you know,
mm-hmm.
to finish school, and then I can't do that.
You mentioned to me earlier that you had a brother who supported himself in movie work.
Bill Wong, that's the one I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. How did he manage to support himself in movies?
Well, he was always in the movie picture business, and he played in The Stage and the Honorable Woo Review, and he also got a good part in The Bachelor Father with John Forsythe.
Who did he play?
He played Grandpa Ling. Did you see that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I was just telling someone I wish they would put that on TV again, because when he died, John Forsythe sent him a lot of beautiful flowers, you know.
Uh-huh.
He had good speaking lines. He has good, but then, and then Key Luke was going to try to get him into the Flower Drum Song, but his voice didn't throw, so he couldn't get on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All his life he was in the movies.
So he supported himself on
the
movies.
Yeah, all the boys, as soon as they old enough, they left home. So I am the one that's holding the bag to take care of my mother, the youngest
mm-hmm.
one. And all the boys, they just left home, that's all. They don't seem to have any use for home. They just left.
I remember you mentioned once before that you wouldn't have married until your mother had passed away. Did you say that?
Yeah,
before?
I did say that. I said if I married, the one who married me would have to take my mother with me. And I would not marry if they don't want to have my mother with me, because I don't want to leave my mother alone. I'm that old fashioned to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
See, nowadays it's different, I suppose, I don't know. Maybe there's still a lot of people like that, but I would not leave my mother unless she goes with me.
Mm-hmm.
I will not see my mother alone.
Mm-hmm.
She was very sick too.
But as it turned out, you didn't have to do that.
No,
she
died
away.
About 2 years before I got married.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I didn't.
Okay. Okay, did you ever feel sorry for being Chinese?
No. I don't consider myself all Chinese because I was born here.
So do you consider yourself Chinese, American, half-half?
Or? I consider me more American than Chinese. I call myself American Chinese, but not Chinese American. That's the way I look at myself. American Chinese.
And what makes you more American than Chinese?
Because I think everyone should mix into, you know, integrate, is what I would say, you know, should mix each other. And
is it because you were born here and you speak English better than Chinese, perhaps?
Well, probably when I went with the Caucasian people, they all treat me so good that I see the difference. The mind of thinking is more broad-minded, and they're not so small. And if you hurt a Chinese people's feeling, they wouldn't like it. They would just kind of tell you to keep still, or that you don't know enough, or you don't know enough Chinese, you haven't got Chinese manners. But I do have Chinese manners. I can speak Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I have Chinese manners, but they're funny that way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they don't have to say I wasn't a good daughter. I was very devoted to my mother.
Did you ever have any conflicts with your parents as far as considering yourself
never
part American?
No, never.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any disagreements with them about
no.
being Chinese?
With my father, I was too young. With my mother, she's too sweet. She's the sweetest mother this side of, on the other side of heaven now.
Mm.
She's the sweetest mother. Mm-hmm. You can never find one. All the young people love her. So we live in Chinatown, and then everybody comes to our house. At that time, the young people run in and out, can use her stove and bake and eat there. And like I say about James Wong Howe, he ate there too. How my mother used to feed him.
Mm-hmm.
He used to stand around the door and say, Mommy, don't let him in because we don't have enough money to give him food too. You know, she said, well, that's all right, let him come. So we fed him James Wong Howe too.
Mm-hmm.
When he was first working in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I also posed for Jimmy when he first started working in being a cameraman.
Uh-huh.
Because he needed someone to pose for him.
How old were you? You were about 12 then?
I was about 14 years
14,
old.
Mm-hmm.
Very grown up for 14, I was telling them, I said, I can't wait to grow up to wear high heel shoes and paint up and, you know, especially when I go out, I like to, you know, grow up in high heel shoes and make myself look older. When I was 12, I say I was 16. I had to, but I had to go to work. So I was 16 people. I always think I'm older. I really did. That's true. That's really absolutely true. I was only 12 years old when I started working.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to wear high heel shoes and look, you know, try to look glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything. And then that's why Jimmy was looking for a job. And he came from Portland. Did you know he came from Portland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he came from Portland. Because we lived down in Chinatown. Of course, my father died, and he has no place to live. He hangs around our house. And then my mother is so good-hearted, so was I, because I had to buy the food. And he said, well, okay, you know, Chinese people say, it doesn't make any difference. All we need is an extra pair of chopsticks.
Mm-hmm.
So the more the merrier for my mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, our house is just like an open house for the people that has no place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Even after church on Sunday, all the kids hang around our house after church.
Mm-hmm.
We stay around then, and we go to church at nighttime again.
Mm-hmm.
We're churchgoers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the others are all college kids. So
okay.
I enjoy living down in Chinatown. But the saddest part was that I moved my mother away from Chinatown. So it would be a good lesson for the people nowadays. If your parents like Chinatown, let them stay there.
Was she lonely after she moved away?
Yes, I was sorry. I moved her to Uptown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought a house. What's the address? Cimarron, I forgot it. I told you the other time, on West. No, yes, 2156 West 30th Street.
Right.
So we bought that house up there.
Right.
And she died there, too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And after she died, when you got married, where did you live? Did you move in here?
Oh, no.
You lived with your in-laws.
I lived
first.
My in-laws
where,
for
where
over
your in-laws live?
120 East 23rd Street.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then?
And then my father-in-law built a dwelling for the two brothers that got married. We had a double wedding,
mm-hmm.
the first Chinese mm-hmm. double wedding. I lived there for about, let's see how long, till my mother-in-law passed away. I didn't want to move away to hurt her feelings.
And then after she passed away, you moved here?
Well, my husband built this house and we lived here.
So when was that?
Oh, that was about 28 years ago.
28 years
ago. Mm-hmm, that we lived here. My father-in-law saw the house building. He was very proud of that. I have trained his son to be such a good homegoer, you know what I mean? Can build, do this and do that, you know.
So you have, your husband built this house?
Mm-hmm.
It's custom built?
Yeah, it's a custom built house. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Back to those questions on feeling Chinese or American. You mentioned that you didn't have any disagreements with your parents about it and you feel more American than Chinese. Do you think this was a typical feeling, typical of most Chinese who were here during that time? Do they feel
during
more...
During that time, I think they were more clannish. They like to hang with the Chinese people more or less. The ones I go to church with, you know. But my thing to myself, I like to mix with other people. You know, Japanese, mm-hmm. Americans.
So you think most Chinese back in those days mixed only with Chinese?
They more clannish. I think they're more clannish.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you were not typical of...
No, I'm not typical like them. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. Okay. We talked last time about the kinds of jobs that Chinese did before World War II. Mostly restaurant workers and
laundry.
Laundry and what other things? What kind of jobs did you say?
My father was an herbalist. I think I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
So other kind of jobs, I don't know what outside of the...
Now, in these restaurant jobs, laundries, and other... Were these jobs done by all Chinese? Would you find
all
any
Chinese,
other kind of people,
Chinese,
for example, working in those Chinese restaurants? Would there be Sayan?
No. All Chinese. And when I was down in Chinatown, that time they used to have people deliver food to you, you know. Which was fun.
Uh-huh. And did most Chinese work for Chinese restaurants? Or did some of them also work for American restaurants?
I was too young to know about that part,
uh-huh.
you know.
Uh-huh.
Because I only worked for, I know that my father had a herb store, as I told you once, that we lived on one side and the other side was an herb store.
Uh-huh.
And outside of a laundry man and a restaurant, I don't know what else they did, but my father-in-law, I guess I told you that he founded the home telephone company,
mm-hmm.
and he was a well-known man,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. and he opened a restaurant down in Japanese town.
Lem's Cafe.
Right. That was the first Chinese restaurant in Japanese town.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I integrate with them, because my husband, he was too young then, too. My father ran it then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were there some jobs in which there were no Chinese at all? There were non-Chinese jobs, but all Sayan. All these jobs.
You mean down in Chinatown?
No, just, within L.A. Were there jobs in which there were no Chinese?
I don't remember that part, really. That's going back kind of far, because I told you it's too young to know, because I know that people used to come down in Chinatown and look for extras, and then they look for movie jobs because it was easy work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, when you get $7.50 a day, it was supposed to be pretty good money, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now you know how much they get? $60 a day.
Yeah. Do you think most Chinese like to live near Chinese back in
the days before World War II? They do.
Do you think that they would move if the neighborhood changed? Do you think
some move and thought that they would be, they like to be uptown, and they, that's why the people uptown think they're better than ones in, down in Chinatown. I don't know why they make them think that way, but they do, you know. Mm-hmm. They still think so, that, but now it's different because everybody has just separated, you know. But I really prefer to, in fact, at that time, I wish I was still down in Chinatown. It was mm-hmm. nice.
But you do think that back in those days, that people would move just to stay together with Chinese,
yes.
just close to
yes.
Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What did people do with the money that they saved? Would they...
Well, you have to donate so much money to the Wong family, Wong Association, if you're a Wong. The Wong Association.
How much money would be donated?
Well, at that time, I don't know how much my father donated. You know, maybe $5 at that time.
A year?
A year, probably, or $2, you know. But now it's different. You have to give more.
And then what about other money? What would be done with the other money?
We didn't have much money to talk about, so I don't know what they did with the other money.
Do you think it was... Well, just how about people in general? What do you think they did with their money? Did they save it in banks? Did they gamble or did they...
My father's very much against gambling. So he didn't... You can't gamble at all. You couldn't even smoke, if that's the truth. He's a very strict man.
Okay. Did your parents save their money in the banks or did they just save it at home?
He saved it at home.
Just in a can at home or something?
I don't know how my mother found it, but I really don't know, but I think my father had about $4,000. I guess at that time, it's quite a bit of money, so we invested in that home on...
How did he save it at home? Just put it in the, put it away somewhere under
the
bed?
Just put it in the bed or something, you
yeah.
know, or in one of those
Why do you think he didn't take the money to the bank to save?
I don't even remember if they have a bank at that time or not. I don't remember, really. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's so far back, I don't remember.
Do you think most people save their money at home then, saved it in the bank?
Not my father-in-law. I think he was more, I don't even know about my father-in-law. I wasn't even married then because he was so far, you know, I was so young. I think most of them save it at home at those days, I believe.
Hmm.
And if they have a bank, I don't think they get much interest, so I figured that they would just leave it at home.
How about yourself? Before you got married, where did you save your money?
I have nothing to save. What do you want me to save? You just make enough to eat and live.
Okay. Did you know of any Chinese people who were involved in politics in China? Any who were involved with...
Not at that time. I don't want to know. We weren't so political minded at that point in those days.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Did the Chinese here feel that they had obligations in China, sending money back, writing
yes,
letters?
Yes, my father did. He sent my brother back to China to get married.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I remember, that he did send my brother, his name was George, back to China to get married. He died back there.
Uh-huh.
He never came back with his wife.
Uh-huh.
Now, I remember he did that.
And did your father write to relatives and family back in China? Did he send money back to family in China?
That I don't even know.
Uh-huh.
But at that time, he said all girls should be married at 18, you know. And they always is matchmake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I guess he sent my brother.
He was the only one in your family that was sent back?
Yeah.
It was George.
Mm-hmm. George.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I tell you that before, right?
Yeah. Okay. Were the Chinese in L.A. affected by the Depression?
I don't remember about that part. There was no Depression at that part. I know where there was no Depression. What year
back
was
in it? In the 1930s.
I don't remember.
Let me see. You would have been, you would have been about 20 or so, 20, 21?
Yeah. I don't remember.
You don't remember any
no.
the Chinese
uh-uh.
having any particular
uh-uh.
hardship
no.
due to depression.
No, because we never have too much even to feel the depression, tell you the truth, you know?
Uh-huh.
If you have a lot of money, then you do feel the depression.
Okay. Did you ever hear the comparison made of Chinese being compared with Jewish people in their way of doing business, or
Jewish people and the Chinese people?
Yeah.
I think it's very similar.
In what ways?
I don't know. I think shrewd.
Have you heard this?
Not all of them are shrewd Chinese people. Some of them are, some of them are not.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Uh-huh. Have you heard this comparison made, or is this just a comparison that you think yourself? Or?
I think myself.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have never heard anything like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was young. I wasn't interested in money that time. Only in interest when my father died, to go work and take care of my mother, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main point of me trying to work and make money. Well, that's all I know. I mean, there's much more I could tell you about my family life outside of being poor.
Mm-hmm.
Who isn't poor in those days?
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them at those days cannot have to work to support their parents.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to, you know, but it's up to the children themselves. Mm-hmm. Even at that time, it's up to the children themselves, not only now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think now, I think people are even more considerate of their parents.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back in the, before World War II, where did most Chinese men meet their wives? Did they marry American-born Chinese, or did most of them return to China to get married?
My father went back to China, bought a 14-year-old bride.
Mm-hmm.
Her, she was only 14 when she married.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How about, but when you were younger, people in your generation, do you think most of them...
Well, my father was alive, I guess he married me off.
But, no, I'm talking about the Chinese men. Did they mostly go back to China to get married?
Yes, they do. Even now they still do.
But back in those days, did
back
most
in those
of them
days, they do. You want to go pick their own wives, you know.
Why do you think they would want to go back to China to get married?
Because they like them young, I suppose. I don't know. Really, I don't know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I was too young to know what they were doing because it didn't interest me if they did go back.
Mm-hmm.
But I did know that he did send my brother George back to be married because he wanted to see one of his sons
mm-hmm.
have a family,
mm-hmm.
which is important to him. I believe he was the oldest son. I don't know, but we have 14 children.
Mm-hmm.
So the others, I don't remember. I do remember George. But mm-hmm. He did send him back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what he looked like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you were born in L.A. You're an American-born Chinese. Do you... Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters than
yes.
the previous generation?
Even to my husband.
Even
to
husband.
My father-in-law, my mother-in-law wanted a son, so I prayed for us. I got a son
mm-hmm.
because it's very important that we have a son, you know.
Was it important to you too, or because...
No, not important to me because to me, I just a healthy baby, you know.
How about other American-born Chinese? How do you think they felt?
I think they felt the same way as I do. Unless they want to please their, just say, I have a son, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What did most people, most Chinese think of interracial marriage before the war?
Bad.
Did you know of any cases of it?
Yes, I have a brother named Brother Harry who loved black woman.
Mm-hmm.
But he never stayed home, you know. After he grew up, he moved away from home. My dear mother was so sweet. He brought that black lady to 2156 West 3rd Street for dinner. My mother treated her equal.
Mm-hmm. Did he marry this black woman?
No, he never married, but he likes black women. That's strange, you know, in those days, you know.
But your mother didn't...
She didn't object because she wasn't that kind of person. I told you, she's the sweetest woman. She isn't that kind of person to object to.
Would most Chinese
people
objected at
that
time?
Yes, most people do
mm-hmm.
Object to things like that, especially
mm-hmm.
Especially when they're black. They call them hakui, you know.
Mm-hmm.
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 I have hakui and have fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Uh huh.
Okay. Did many Chinese ultimately hope to return to China? You know, they came over here to make money, and then do they actually intend to go back to China?
Well, some do and some don't. It all depends upon their family. If they have a large family and they're making good, I think they prefer to stay in the United States.
How many actually went back? What would you say was the percentage of those who actually went back?
Well, if they have the money, I think about 80% would like to go back to die, you know. Like my father's brother, he went back to China, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to die back there. They all want to go to the homeland to die.
Mm-hmm.
Even up to now, I think they still want that.
Mm-hmm.
If they have someone back there.
Okay.
Like my relative, I just talked today. She said, I said, why do you go back? I said, I don't even care to go to Hong Kong. I said, I have no one. I'm just a stranger, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, I have relatives back there, so I enjoy going back there, up to now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did America...
Continue tape 3, side B.